This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It rolls into a long weekend to celebrate President's Day, and you may find yourself spending extra time with your loved one or loved ones. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here with some thoughts on how to spend that time together. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer.
What do you like to give or receive on Valentine's Day?
Like anybody else, I like the cards and I like the flowers, but as Shakespeare said, if music be the food of love, play on. I just love music. And that brings us to the music acts coming into town for the holiday weekend.
Yes, let's get straight to music. Who's available?
North Philadelphia's own Jill Scott is heading to the Borgata in Atlantic City on Saturday night.
You're here, I'm pleased, I really dig your company.
She's there to celebrate the 20th anniversary of her first album, Who Is Jill Scott? Words and Sounds, Volume 1.
Has it really been 20 years? I remember when that came out. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I do, too. I met her for the first time at Sigma Sound, a famous studio that's no longer in existence, unfortunately. But you just can't beat Jill Scott for a Valentine's Day date. We have another musician in town who's not from Philly originally, but became famous by working with some Philly legends.
Oh, gosh, that could be so many different people. Are you going to let us know who you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. The OJs. Eddie LaVert is at the Keswick Theater on Sunday night.
I'm in the stairway to heaven.
This is his first one-man show. He's going to be singing and telling some stories about his six-decade career with the OJs. That career got started right here in Philadelphia with Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. Now, you know those two could write some love songs. The show starts at 8 p.m.
They are living legends and essential to music history in Philadelphia.
That's absolutely right.
Tanya, for some of us, Valentine's Day gets kind of awkward. Some folks want to get away from the pink hearts.
And the red hearts and all those hearts. Well, one of the best ways to get through a tough Valentine's Day is to have a good laugh. Tonight, you can do just that at Punchline Philly. They're hosting the Awkward Sex in the City Bad Romance Special at 8 p.m. Five comedians will share in your pain as they talk about their own bad romantic experiences.
Safety in numbers?
Probably.
Sometimes you just need a good laugh on Valentine's Day. What about something traditional for a Valentine's date?
You mean like wine and dinner? Well, how about Valentine's at the Vineyard? West Cape May's Willow Creek Winery is the place for a five-course aphrodisiac dinner menu on Saturday. There are two seatings at 6 and 7:30. But you should definitely register for this one online before it sells out.
Now, I would enjoy that aphrodisiac dinner. Everything's all good for the night. And then I would just fall asleep because it's too much food and too much wine.
Yeah, Jennifer, I know you have to be up early, but even after the wine and the good dinner, you might want to stay up for a little romance.
I'll give it a try.
Well, let's head on out to Delaware, where you can combine Valentine's date night and Black history.
Something for lovers of romance and history. That's an interesting combination.
Yeah. The Rehoboth Beach Film Society is hosting their third annual African-American Film Festival in Lewis this weekend. They're screening a really interesting slate of four films with discussions afterwards. And it's affordable. It's only $10 per screening.
That's perfect. And as usual, you bring us some interesting options for a long weekend. Thank you, Tanya.
Well, you're welcome. And there's even more online at whyy.org/things to do, where we'll tell you about a special program for kids at the National Constitution Center on President's Day. And we'll let you know where you and your fellow craft beer lovers can congregate at a big event this weekend.
I wonder if I can dunk my good chocolate from Valentine's in some beer.
Probably got some chocolate-infused craft beer or something like that just in time for Valentine's Day.
I'm sure they do. Hey, have a great holiday and long weekend.
You too.